Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What day is today?
Friday.
Weekend is almost here.
Any idea how much longer?
Yeah, just a few more hours.
A few more hours.
What's your rush?
Yeah, I don't want to go to work.
Who does?
That's definitely not me.
Well, maybe you, but definitely not me.
Because...
I'm ready.
I'm ready to party.
How about you?
Okay, you've convinced me.
You ready to party or what?
I've never been ready for anything more in my entire life.
Well, that settles it.
Party time!
Party time.
Let's go. So, did it feel like a long week this week for the first five full days after a while? It wasn't as long, it didn't feel as long as I thought it was going to feel this week.
No, I always think like Tuesday, you're like, man, it's only Tuesday, and then Wednesday, you're like, wow, it's Wednesday already. Two more days.
Yeah.
I think it was the Canadian rock band The Kings who said, nothing matters but the weekend from a Tuesday point of view. And
you're
it's
right.
So true. It's so true.
Yesterday, I realized it was Thursday. I met you out in the hall. I said, I was like, "Why? Did you know it's Thursday?"
The goal is to build a life where you don't just live for Friday through Sunday.
You're right. You go.
Hey, enjoy. I hope you enjoy the sunshine. The clouds come in today. We start getting ready for about 4 or 5 days of continuous rain.
Woo-hoo.
Get ready for that. It's going to be one of those few weeks. One of those few days, anyway.
I see winter on the horizon, by the way.
Yeah, I saw some of those future temps. Some of those future temps dropping down to normal again.
Some future lies from Chase.
We're looking at 70, though, Saturday and Sunday. That's not bad. Wake up with the Wolf Show. We'll have 6 o'clock. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. Instagram is back. First shot at that $1,000 coming up at 8:15 this morning. And then every hour after that, all day long, a chance. It'd be nice to go into the weekend with an extra grand in your pocket. Wouldn't a little walking around money?
Woo!
Yes. Nice.
Talking about payday. Is payday for you to double up with $1,000? Not bad. Chase has got an issue with his neighbors. They're a little noisy. They like to hang out outside his door. Now he's trying to figure out what to do about it.
Look, I understand that. I don't understand why they have to come out in the hall and do this. Basically, you know the little breezeway. I live on, I'll go ahead and say it, third floor apartment complex. And they came out and they hang out about 5 to 7 p.m. mostly every night out on the steps, on the stoop.
Sure.
As people in Jay-Z call it.
That's exactly what I'd call it.
The stoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they hang out there and they just are in the way and they're loud and they're running up and down the steps and just causing a lot of issues.
Those covered breezeways are echoey because that's what I have as a covered breezeway as well at my apartment complex. And on my floor, I want to say half the apartments have kids. And so when it rains and stuff, but even just on an average day, they'll run through there and it just echoes. It bounces off the wall.
Yeah.
But usually that shuts down by 9. Right.
So my question is, I've addressed this issue with them once. Like, what? Hey.
Yeah, how did you address it?
Hey, okay.
Did you apologize first?
Hey, I'm sorry that I have to get in your way here. But I was like, you know, you're in the walkway. Is there any way we can, like, not be in the walkway? Is there any way that, you know, it's not so loud out here?
Is there any way that you pay for, I don't know, 4 walls that you could go sit inside of?
And scream all you want? And so I'm at the point now where I'm like, do I confront them again or do I become a Karen and go up and tell management?
Well, I say take it to management because it's a common area and there's, what, 8 apartment doors, 8 apartment entrances on your breezeway.
Mm-hmm.
It's affecting, you know, probably affecting more than just you. Unfortunately, when you live in an apartment, it's like there's a certain amount of stuff you just have to put up with because you live in an apartment and that's how it is.
And if it's not late, I mean, if usually noise ordinances are around 9 or 10 o'clock they start.
Yeah.
So 5 to 7 isn't a complaint. What's like for us... If you go home, like, because you get up early, you're done work early, and you're in the house in the afternoon. I had this with my neighbors. I had a personal, like, you know, an apartment privately owned. And the people above me were so loud. And I would go home and, like, try to nap, you know, before going to my other job or doing other things. And they would just have this kid, like, basically rollerblading back and forth. And it was already, like, thin walls. I don't think it was insulated well. So I could hear their kitchen drawers open up. I could hear. It was a whole thing. Yeah. It was a whole
silverware
thing.
Silverware is getting low.
And it sucks because you're like, well, it's 2 in the afternoon. I can't complain that your kid's been now on a skateboard for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
What I do, And it did not work. Is I just made fun of them. I called them the African Safari on the air a bunch of times. I nicknamed them. And because Delaware was a small town where there's seven, you know, small state, seven people, they're all related. They were forced to like listen to the station. They didn't have a lot of options, so they heard me make fun of them all the time. And they wrote a letter to my GM saying they were going to sue me.
Good.
For slander.
Slander or libel.
Yeah, despite the fact that I didn't know their names whatsoever.
Yeah. You didn't mention their names at all.
No. So do that. Let's just talk about them every day until they stop.
That sounds like a good idea. I mean, why can't they go home and go into their own bedroom and scream and cry into their own pillow like a real adult?
Cry in the shower,
In the fetal position.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. Maybe you've heard of these hotels like in Tokyo and Shanghai, places like that where you know, obviously, space is at a premium because these places are so big. And they have these capsule hotels. Have you heard of these things?
We watched a video about them. Do you remember that woman? She, like, was doing a whole video blog series from it?
Yeah, they look kind of like this. It's basically a box that you sleep in. It's just like, instead of a hotel room, it's a tube, basically, that you're able to sleep in. It's to cut the cost of visiting places like Tokyo and Shanghai and places like that. Well, in San Francisco, where they've got a housing issue there, too, and they're all crowded up, there's a contractor has decided to build an apartment building. Some of the apartments are above ground, but they're taking two basement floors and putting in these 88 so-called sleeping pods. They measure about 50 square feet each, just a little bigger than a king-size bed. They will be stacked on top of one another like bunk beds, with one side opening to a common living space. Kind of like a dorm or something, you know? And a curtain could provide privacy in the sleeping pods because the building code won't allow them to put walls around them like that. The pods would rent for about $1,000 to $1,375 each.
Think about how much that, how dumb that is. If you are living in San Francisco, and I know things are tight, but why can't you just get roommates? What's the difference between just getting roommates, getting a spot, and having bunk beds? What a dumb concept. Well, is that what kind of money they have to waste over there on the West Coast?
You don't want to get roommates because you don't want people to know you're living in San Francisco.
So here's what happens.
That's not, funny. I don't even get
it. Right here.
It doesn't make sense.
Right here.
All right, listen.
Bring it in, sister.
Above these apartments are these studio apartments, and they're renting for about $2,375 each. Those are the above ground units. The average rent in San Francisco for a small apartment is $3,700 a month. Average. Woo! That's what people, I guess, are.
I know that's wild. And for the apartment. But for the most part, your salary goes up with that. Like, cost of living, you know. Unless you work in radio, for like when I got a job offered for $30,000 in San Luis Obispo. And they're like, yeah, if you get a roommate and live 90 minutes outside the city, you'll be able to make it.
That's the thing about radio in those smaller towns like that. But you do make big money in places like San Francisco, but it's so expensive there. I remember a few months ago, we found out that if you're making less than $100,000 in the San Francisco area, you are below the poverty line.
I don't know why you would choose to live there if you're not. Like, you have to live within your means.
Yeah.
Sure, I would love to live to some great beach town. You know what I mean? I'll go to Cape Coral, Florida Keys, whatever. But that's not how it works.
Yeah.
I got Greensboro money.
Anyway, wanted to point that out for you. Hey, happy birthday to you if you're celebrating today. You share your birthday with Pat Benatar at 67, Donald Fagen and Steely Dan at 72.
I always want somebody to remake Love is a Battlefield and nobody has. Or do you remember a few years ago when Chopped and Screwed was, it was like 2007, not even 2004 probably. Like Chopped and Screwed was real big in, on the rap side. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted them to remake Love is a Battlefield. I thought that would be such a good song.
It was a great song. And Rod Stewart is 75
years old. Blondes have
today.
More fun.
Oh, he just assaulted a security guard and got away with it because he's Rod Stewart.
Hey, finally, there was a survey about what's the best thing about being a child? What's the best thing
no
about
bills.
Being a child? What would you say?
No bills.
What's the best thing?
Yeah, that's probably it. Not knowing that, you know,
Biggest answer by far was getting presents at Christmas and the excitement of that bills going into Christmas.
Yeah. Best part about being a child is that happiness is not a weight that crushes you down.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:35. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. Looking for a management position? Might have one for you.
I'm looking for anything.
At least a lead, anyway, on something that might fill your pocketbook.
Taco Bell is said they want to start offering salaries of $100,000 for their managers. Offer also paid time off, paid sick time for employees. They're trying to get people to come work for them and also stay.
All right, goodbye. See ya.
That's the problem is in almost every business in that category is getting employees who will stay with you. You get them trained and then they bolt. You know, it's just sort of the nature.
And McDonald's has been doing things. They offered a college reimbursement if you're going for, I'm pretty sure it was business or management, restaurant management courses that they'll contribute to your college, if not cover the full thing. So some places have been doing that. The problem is a lot of that is, you know, entry level work. And the complaint, do you remember a few years ago, they wanted fast food workers were like, riding to go to $15 an hour, and everybody else was like, "Whoa, relax! I don't think for $100,000 you get me to work at Taco Bell. Not interested."
You think New York raised their minimum up way up for fast food workers, but again, I see their dilemma. But and managers, I mean, you get an opportunity. My cousin Gary worked at McDonald's when he was in high school, and they have this management training program that you can go in where you're. You know, a shift manager of various, at various stages. And it's good training for you. McDonald's corporate structure gives you good training for later.
I just could not, for $100,000, it doesn't matter. To have to deal with that environment, to have to deal with the headaches that come through that door. Customer service is really the worst.
It is a tough gig. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt about it. But people who are good at it, who really know how to take care of the customer, they're worth something to the company.
They
that's
are.
For sure.
And they just go home and yell at their family and their kids for no reason because they're so frustrated.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:52. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase, good news story time.
All right, so the next time you have a headache or your back hurts or you feel like you're dying for no reason, it turns out the best pain reliever is to do something nice for somebody else. This comes out of a study that researchers in China did. 300 people that doing good deeds can work like a pain reliever. How they tested it is that they were giving mild electric shocks to people. Okay. And those who received the shocks while they were doing a good deed for another person reported feeling significantly less pain.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Although, I'll tell you, if you don't feel good and you have like a migraine, are you like, you know what? Let me go to the soup kitchen.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's the smallest thing. It takes little effort sometimes to be nice, to do something little. Like we said, like open the door for somebody. Pick up something they dropped. You know, something simple like that. It doesn't have to be a major deal.
Have you tried? I always want to do the thing where you pay for the person behind you.
Yeah.
But I know I'm going to get the one where it's like $45. I'll be like, this is Wendy's. Why didn't they order the 99 cents?
They were ordering for everybody in the office. That happened to me too. You're right.
It's called a helper's high.
Helper's high.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Not as good as just being...
Or a runner's high.
7 o'clock in the Triad, the greatest of all time tournament's going on Jeopardy. The person who wins 3 of these games is the winner and takes home $1 million.
Imagine knowing enough things in life.
These are some smart guys, man. This Ken Jennings guy is amazing. I mean, even for people who are big trivia buffs, who like maybe play team trivia all the time and are really up on this stuff, this guy is still an amazing guy. He won last night again. It gives him 2 wins. One more, he wins $1 million. Here was the big question that clinched it for him last night.
These 2 foreign-born directors have each won 2 Best Director Oscars, but none of their films has won Best Picture.
Oh, I know
we'll
that.
We'll come to James
what
first.
What is it?
Who is the ghost, greatest host of syndicated?
Oh, I was joking.
Oh, I thought you knew the answer.
All right. TV. Oh, thank you. Now we go down to Brad Rutter. He wrote down...
NSL Hombre.
Now over to Ken. Who are Ang Lee and Gonzalez Iñárritu? No. The correct response is Ang Lee and Alfonso Cuarón. Doesn't really matter, does it? You have just won your second match.
Do you know how I know I can never make it? Because I went to the Guilford Courthouse Military Park.
Yeah.
And I'm reading the signs. I'm like, what happened here? Like, what did we do this for?
But you know the good news is you went and you learned, didn't you?
You did.
I know. It's like, I'm looking at it now. Revolutionary War. I'm like, for what, though?
Keep reading.
Everything.
How it works is we'll ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up. You have to decide which it is. And if you guess correctly, you'll get hooked up with a pair of tickets to see Wake Forest play. Dale, your category today is colleges.
All right.
93.1 The Wolf. Who's this?
This is Kara.
Kara, we're going to play Dale Knows Everything. How it works is we'll ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up. You have to decide which it is, okay?
Okay.
Dale, your question. This school was the last Ivy League school to accept women in 1977. Before that, women attended their sister school, Radcliffe College. What's the school?
I know this because a guy who worked for my ex-wife, who is a lawyer, ended up going to this school on a full scholarship, by the way. That's
buddy.
How smart this guy was. Harvard is the school.
Kara, does Dale know everything, or is he wrong?
I think Dale knows everything.
Dale does know everything.
Yes, I got one.
Kara, what a good start to your weekend. Just got hooked up with a pair of tickets to see Wake Forest play. What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing much. Hopefully going to the basketball game.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 7:31. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. And ladies, you may have hit the lottery with your man.
Let's see what if Chase does, because you know what? Chase does all of these corny things.
I'm gonna tell you. Before we start this, and I've looked over this list already, Chase, I think you're covering the bases, buddy.
Yeah.
All kidding aside, I really do.
Honey, if you're listening, just listen.
All right.
Yeah. Kelsey, if you're listening, I just want you to take a minute, thank the universe for bringing you a god like Chase.
Yes.
A king.
I agree.
A hero.
A hero.
Just, do you just struggle to fall asleep at night because you're just staring, think about how unbelievably lucky you are? that's up for debate for Kelsey. So if you're in your car listening, just marinate on that and call us.
Yeah.
She's like, no, not at all.
Nope, not at all.
There are 10 things, right. And here they are. Number one, he says, I love you often.
Got it.
You covered that.
If you say it too much, I start to not trust it. I'm like, why? What did you do?
Are you just saying it because it's something to say?
Yeah. Sometimes people say it because they just want to hear it back.
Right.
I'm not on board with that. All right, what's next?
He loves his mom.
No, I don't believe in that at all.
I mean, of course, I love my mom.
Of course you do. Number three, he still flirts with you. Are you covering that base?
I joke, kinda. Yeah.
All right. Number four.
He was gonna say I joke around with her. Babe, get in the kitchen.
Number four, he puts you before anyone else, including himself.
Absolutely.
That's me.
You do. There is no question about that. And number five, he makes mundane tasks fun.
Yeah, I do actually.
Okay.
I feel like we need to get you. I think you think too highly of yourself as it is.
No.
I'm gonna DM Kelsey right now and get her on here.
Put your phone down.
Number six, he encourages you to pursue your dreams.
But yeah, I do that. Yes, I do.
Okay. He's like, are you dreaming of Bojangles by any chance?
Because if you are, I want to encourage that.
I want to pursue that option. Yeah.
Are you dreaming of going to Bojangles? Because if so, I want to pursue that.
How you feel about the breakfast buffet?
God, it's hot.
Yeah. How about brunch? You dreaming about brunch? Mm. Number seven, he comforts you when you're down.
Yes.
Yeah, I see you doing that. Number eight, he's a hard worker. Well, that's definitely not.
Let's go to number nine. Yeah.
No, that one's not.
Yeah. Number nine, he surprises you.
He does. And he
does that.
He does it for the gram, too.
He does.
He put on his cape and made some Witcher's Brew cauldron drink, and we all had to watch it and like it.
Oh, he overdoes that. So thumbs up, pal. And number 10.
Aw, it's sweet, though.
He gives you compliments. You do.
You publicly
compliment her on a regular basis.
I do. Your butt's looking nice today, honey.
Yeah. So you. I think you're nailing the bigger part of these for sure.
Out of 10. That's a 90.
Really? What was the one we determined that working hard? No, yeah.
Working hard, yeah. I don't know.
All right. So what do you think? You think he's covering most of those bases, Amy?
You don't want to know what I think.
There's all this stuff, just a bunch of...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Little stuff that makes it work. We were talking earlier about the 10 things. If your husband does these 10 things, ladies, that you've hit the lottery. You've hit the marriage lottery. Your husband is the one. He's the man. And we determined that... Chase pretty much covers the 10.
9 out of 10.
And the one that he didn't was...
You're only 28. You can't be 100% right now. So now you have something to work on.
Give it a couple years.
Yeah.
Goals, man. That's what you got to have. You got to have goals. Mm-hmm. How about you? 680-WOLF is our telephone number. Hello.
Hey, Dale. This is Mama Chase.
Hey, Mama Chase.
How are you?
We're great. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's Friday. Little things husband does for me, he makes my breakfast and my lunch for work every day.
Aww.
And he's been doing that for how many years?
40 years next month.
Damn!
40 years.
Shoo!
Yeah.
What's your...
And sometimes when I get home late from work, dinner's on the table.
What's your... After 40 years of marriage, what is your marriage advice? Cheat?
Oh, Lord.
We're best friends, and we do everything together. It's nothing for me to be out there helping him cut wood and work on the pastures, and it's nothing for him to come in and do a load of laundry. We just work together.
And just a heads up, her birthday is coming up here in a couple days.
Oh, it is?
On the 30th.
Ooh, what do we have planned?
Well, I'll probably be working as usual.
Well, I'm sure your coworkers will cough up some cupcakes or something.
Yeah, I've got a great coworker. Her name's Angela, so she's pretty special. She just started working with me in October, so she's a good lady to work with.
All right. Well, you have an awesome day today.
Okay, guys. You have fun and have a great weekend.
Bye, Mama Chase.
Bye.
Bye.
So you had a good example. That's the thing. They showed you how it's done. And you follow in the footsteps, and you're doing that. I tell you, man, you're a heck of a guy.
Look, I have a mouth on me, though, sometimes.
Yeah, we've noticed that.
Turn off these mics. Let me tell you how I feel.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
On Friday, we'd like to mix it up, and we want to kick off your weekend with five fun facts for Friday. Today's fun facts consist of this. Number one, Tic Tacs are almost pure sugar. But since each one has less than 0.5 grams, they're legally allowed to round down and say it's sugar-free.
Is there anything better, any better flavor of Tic Tac than the orange one?
Oh,
those are delicious. I can eat a whole box of them.
They do have these fruit punch ones that look like they're multicolored, like green, yellow, red, all in one pack, and those are delicious too.
I'm gonna try those. PayPal was originally part of a company called Confinity that made secure software. Well, they realized that their money transferring business was the best thing they were doing, so after 2 years, they just focused on that.
And look what happened.
All it takes is one good idea.
Right. Yes, it does.
And you want to hear my latest good idea?
Okay.
Because my nose has been running. Yeah. I want to get like a nose plug that you can get them different designs, so if you want to look like a fake nose ring. But it goes up, and it has, like, two little tissues, so your nose doesn't run. You just keep it in there.
It's like a nose tampon.
Yes, exactly. And, yeah. You know, like Chase said, he gets nosebleeds. You could use it for that.
That's awesome. That's a good,
but it'd be, like, it wouldn't be bulky or clunky or anything.
No.
It'd be discreet.
Different designs on
Yeah.
Nice.
Gosh, you were smart. No,
thanks.
All right, moving on. Fun fact number three. You know the chef's hat, like the Chef Boyardee hat, the real tall white ones?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The 100 folds in a chef's hat represents 100 ways to cook an egg.
Now that is something that I didn't know. That's a fun fact.
It is a fun fact. Also, did you know some cats are actually allergic to people?
I must be a cat then.
Yeah, you probably are. You don't like people.
Yeah. You're part cat.
Okay.
Nope. And last but not least, here's your last fun fact for the day. The lyrebird can mimic almost any sound it hears, including chainsaws. And in case you're wondering what that bird looks like, it looks like a skinny peacock.
Skinny peacock.
If you had, you're so good at impressions, do a lyrebird mimicking a chainsaw, please.
Let's hear it go. Perfect.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Things You Need to Know.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Wake Up with Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. Movies this weekend include 1917.
I want to see that.
Yeah. I want a Golden Globe. This is the thing about the Golden Globes. Movies that either haven't been out or have been out for 2 days. They win awards. Just a Mercy, Like a Boss, Underwater. I don't want to see that underwater thing at all.
I like Kristen Stewart with short hair like that, though. She's short and went like platinum blonde. Looks good.
And The Informer is another one that opens this weekend.
You want to see Bombshell.
Remember that song?
No.
I'll lick you boom boom down, Informer.
Great singing, by the way.
Thanks.
Give us a little more of that.
That's cool. Yeah, keep going.
The Modern Family series finale airing on ABC on April 8th. After that, it's all over. And what a syndication boon that's going to be.
Yeah.
That is, I haven't watched it in a while, but that is such a well-written show.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
I got to do a marathon about that.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the syndication deals all those people are going to make and how long that's going to be on TV?
Yeah.
They're all set for life.
I can't wait till it just gets to Netflix so I can spend all of winter watching it.
Yeah.
Hey, Mel Brooks fans, ABC's next live musical for television is going to be Young Frankenstein.
Nice.
Mel Brooks himself is going to actually produce the show, so that should be fun.
Frankenstein's the doctor, not the monster.
That's right.
The more you know.
And this,
fun fact.
This is a shocker here. In The Mandalorian.
Is this a spoiler?
No, this is hypothesis.
Oh, okay.
In The Mandalorian, it is possible that Baby Yoda is evil.
Oh, but he's so cute.
That Baby Yoda could be drawn to the dark side.
I believe I know why, too.
Because he's so little and adorable?
No, it's because he force heals, and most of the time, that's only known on the dark side of the force. He force healed one of the people, or two, multiple people in the show.
I just got my virginity back listening to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.